Oh, by the way, speaking of that morning, Friday, the 30th of April, Lagba Omer, our presenting sponsor, our friends at Mizrahi, RZA. Go to rza.org/journeyhome. rza.org/journeyhome for the latest information regarding their journeys, their trips coming up to Israel, one of which we hope to be on next month, frankly. With us live via telephone, the person who's been brought in by the RZA, Mizrahi here in the United States, to be in charge of senior education, leadership, and learning, Rabbi Hart Levine. Rabbi Hart Levine is talented and passionate about connecting Jews to meaningful Jewish communities and college campuses around America. He is deeply inspired by the ideals of religious Zionism and has taught classes on the Torah of Rav Kook. For the past decade, he's accumulated an unparalleled breadth and depth of knowledge about Jewish life as a spiritual leader and social entrepreneur. He is a musmach of Reitz. He has started and has run a series of outreach programs for college students and young professionals with the OU, including Heart to Heart and Yavne. And he also serves as a founding rabbi of the Base Community, a synagogue that has had a tremendous impact up in Washington Heights, New York. And as I've said before with him on the air, I am someone who appreciates great Jewish leadership, and it is something that he exemplifies. Rabbi Hart Levine, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nachum. It's really an honor to be here.
I appreciate that. I think Mizrahi made an amazing. You know, here's my assessment, and I don't want to be unfair to the leadership of Mizrahi for the past many decades, because they have had effective leadership and have always been an effective organization, both in the United States and around the world. But there's no question that when Rav Daron Peretz joined and/or took over World Mizrahi, we saw things being taken to a different level, and I think it's obvious that as we look at the RZA and Mizrahi based in the United States, now under the leadership of Rabbi Ari Rakoff, that now we are seeing the same thing happen, a really good organization moving forward and becoming as 2021 as possible. And frankly, Rabbi Hart Levine, I think your hire, you being brought into the organization, is a really important part of that. Do you see an incredible landscape in front of you? Do you see that with the RZA, you can reach an incredible number of youth in this country and really instill some phenomenal religious Zionism in them?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think, it's probably a combination of the timing, the leadership, and like the long history of Mizrahi, but there's definitely a sense, like, everyone we speak to is like, wow, Mizrahi is really coming back.
Yeah.
Right, not that it's been away, but I feel like there's something about, I don't know, maybe like coronavirus is sort of shaking everything up. People are sort of rethinking their lives. I think there's really a lot of potential here.
I wonder, actually, if the pandemic, caused a restart or a reset for a lot of organizations and efforts. That's interesting that you say that. How does one become an expert in a specific generation? You know, that's how you're being painted. In fact, I think I have a blurb here. I got to read this to you. And I say this with the greatest respect, but it's, you know, to be here, you're recognized as an expert in understanding the next generation age group. For instance, graduating high school seniors through the gap year, through college and graduate school, and young professionals. How does one become an expert in how to deal with and reach that generation?
Right. Okay. So first of all, I'm not going to claim that I'm the expert. I've definitely worked in this field for a while, but there are definitely people who probably are more expert than me. But I think I've been working with this population for a while, for the last I guess since I was a college student, and ever since I've been going to Israel and speaking at gap year programs for the last 12 years. So I've been visiting college campuses. I think the last 10 years I have spent Shabbat on around 40 different college campuses.
Wow.
All across America. So just from working with students, I've worked with hundreds, thousands of students on colleges all over, and not just one year in one campus, but really over a decade on a whole variety of campuses. So I got to see really the variety of the challenges and also the opportunities and what people were looking for. So I think that's what sort of like helped guide me to where I am now.
You know, it's funny. I'm an old guy, and I look at someone like you and say, boy, do you have a lot of competition. You know, the generation that we're talking about, let's, you know, for argument's sake, say, you know, I don't know, 18 to 35, whatever, you know, number,
sure, yeah,
whatever numbers you want to use. I mean, you're in competition with every media source out there, every content platform out there. I mean, just to reach
there's
these
new ones every year. Yeah,
exactly. And just to some would say they're new ones every day. and just to reach that population, just to be heard, just to be noticed by that population when they're being inundated, you know, from so many different avenues is a difficulty. That's why I say if you're able to have an effect and actually, you know, convince people that, you know, certain paths are worth exploring, that's a victory in and of itself.
Yeah, I think one thing I'll say about that is that as there's this influx of social media things and all content, and I think what happens is people become so like inundated with that that sometimes some people just like see that all as noise. And I think with all the stuff out there, people are looking for something meaningful. You know, there definitely is, you know, there are meaningful content. There's meaningful content on different platforms and media, social media. But I think people are looking for things that are real. I think definitely, going back to COVID, people being on a screen for so long, I think that's really made people look for, you know, real personal in-person sort of like meaningful connection.
Yeah, it's funny because now I'm getting what you're saying. That, you know, in the old days, so to speak, you know, half of what people were presented with, even though it was much less, was probably real, and half of it was, you know, stuff you'd want to discard. Today, I think you're pointing out that, you know, way over 90% of the stuff is stuff that most people that age would just want to discard. They don't think is real. They don't think is important. And they spend their time, you know, looking for what's important, looking for what really touches them and changes them, right? I mean, I guess that's one way of looking at it.
Yeah, right. They say it used to be like back when this is before my time. I don't know, maybe before your time. Back when fax machines were first invented.
Right.
Like when you got a fax, it was like, oh my goodness, someone sent me a fax. Like
right.
When email started, wow, someone sent me an email. Now no one even looks at their email anymore because
right.
It all goes to spam. So then there has to be like, okay, so how do you actually meaningfully connect with someone? And I think that has to be through meaning, through purpose, through community, through sort of like real connection.
You know, one of the things, or my heart, Levine is with us, one of the things we discovered with our work with the Nefesh B'Nefesh and other organizations is the incredible job that many educators and parents in the non-Orthodox world did in terms of instilling a Zionist attitude and a Zionist passion in their students and children. And I have to imagine that that's something you've taken notice of, that there is both among the Orthodox, thank God, and among those who are not as ritually connected, an amazing spark of Zionism in a lot of American Jews. A lot of us often, you know, fall into the trap of bemoaning the fact that there's so many people who are disconnected. Are you finding that there are a lot of connected college-age students out there?
For sure, for sure. There are always people who see, I mean, I guess, you know, part of it's your perspective. There's always people who are going to be not connected.
Right.
But I think that there are so many people. There are probably more people now going to Israel for a gap year than probably ever before, maybe in the history of the Jewish people.
That's true.
And so I think that there are a lot of people who are inspired. And the work that we do is not starting from nothing. It's really built on the backs of the institutions, the teachers, and all of the infrastructure in Israel, in America, that's working to inspire the next generation of American Jews.
Yeah, and the reason I mentioned Nefesh B'Nefesh, of course, is because that's where we met so many lone soldiers who are not from Orthodox backgrounds and are ready to put their lives on the line for the state of Israel because that's how they were brought up. Rabbi Hart Levine is with us, Senior Education Leadership and Learning Director at RZA Mizrahi. RZA Mizrahi, of course, is sponsoring our event next Friday, which is our big Lag BaOmer celebration. Even more importantly, they're leading, and they are the leaders in getting us back to Israel, because once groups were approved, or almost approved, as we wait for final approval, to go to Israel starting May the 21st, Mizrahi jumped on the bandwagon. And, you know, Rabbi Levine, that's important both practically and symbolically, that RZA, the Religious Zionists of America, are the first ones to form a group and get to Israel ASAP.
Sure, correct. I mean, we're trying to do it because we also really want to be back to Israel, but also, right, I think symbolically you're right. Like, we're not going to be having we're not going to be having hundreds of people on this mission. It's just because of COVID and all the regulations can be very limited. But we feel like we're coming as representatives symbolically of all the people in America.
Yep.
I really miss Israel. Yep. This is the first time in probably as long as we could remember that, or as long as I could remember that, we couldn't just hop on a plane and go to Israel. And there's a sense of longing, of sort of missing being at home. So we're trying to sort of capture that longing.
Yeah, and look, people hang on every word when we broadcast from Israel. And this trip, you know, please God, we get there next month. The people will literally be glued to the airwaves just because people are desperate for that connection. They're desperate for something to bridge the gap between Israel and the diaspora during this pandemic. Right, Hart Levine is with us talking about the RZA and religious Zionism. By the way, are you still up in Washington Heights as a rabbi? Is that
I am. Yep.
Are you still the rabbi in the synagogue
right now?
So how has that experience given you a perspective on what it is that generation is looking for? Because when someone's working for an organization, making an effort, visiting college campuses, et cetera, I think people view, that person and their message in one way. But when someone's, on a pulpit and attracting people to come and daven on a weekly basis, I think they view them otherwise. How do you think the synagogue experience has enhanced what you're trying to do with our youth?
Yeah, I think it's actually really helpful for me because it's not just working sort of like in a cloud, trying to work with people in theory, but I'm also working with people on the ground on a daily basis. And I'm always looking for sort of like ways to connect people, inspire people. I also feel like we're working with a largely very transient population, people in their 20s and 30s who are trying to figure out where to go, stopping here for a few years, there for a few years. And we've seen people in our community who've sort of like made the jump and made it to Israel. And I see how much Israel and sort of like Israel as a sense of home, as a sense of inspiration, is really a powerful force.
Has the synagogue been, fully reopened now at this point, or how would you describe it?
We've definitely pivoted. We don't have that big of a physical location, so we're limited in our capacity there. We've been doing a lot of things outside in the parks, even in the winter, in the snowstorms.
Wow.
So we've definitely sort of come back to life, but it definitely looks different.
I think it says something about the Jewish people that we gathered on snow-covered parks in order to make sure to daven with a minyan during this pandemic. That's a whole other sermon, but but I think it definitely says something about us. You know, one of the things I read as I was looking at the RZA website and some of the things that are included in your messages is, you just mentioned watching people and helping them, move to Israel, et cetera. That's not the eventuality that you're necessarily striving for. Obviously, you're happy when you hear of anybody of any age moving to the Holy Land. We all believe that the future of the Jewish people is in the state of Israel. But there are goals you have that are, shorter than that in terms of education and inspiration. And I know that it seems like, based on what I read, that it's important to you to always remember that, you shouldn't look at it as a failure if the person you're working with doesn't eventually move 6,000 miles.
For sure. I think some people see religious Zionism as sort of aliyah or bust.
Right, right.
If you really care, you're living in Israel. And if you're living here, it must be you're a failure. And I think we're trying to shift that. Not that aliyah is not a goal, it's not a primary goal. But for a lot of people, that's not sort of like the calling right now. And what we're trying to say is that there are messages and there are missions of religious Zionism. And there's a calling for religious Zionism in America to bring some of those ideals, that sense of purpose, that sense of we're working towards redemption, that I feel like is sort of like missing from the conversation in America. I think religious Zionism and people inspired by religious Zionism have a responsibility to bring some of those teachings into our community here.
Yeah, and imagine if they are inspired and it becomes part of them, what they do then for the next generation. And again, not necessarily meaning that it would be the next generation that moves, but just a like I described earlier, a feeling that one belongs to the Jewish people, and if only everybody would realize how important a component Israel is in one believing that they belong, as part of the Jewish people. And on this Herzl Day, today being Herzl's birthday and an actual national holiday in Israel, I mean, isn't that, what the message is all about? That the state of Israel, the land of Israel first, of course, and then the state of Israel, gives an opportunity for people to feel connected to be part of the Jewish people. And, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I think, I don't know, we were doing some research on the history of Mizrahi back in the early 1900s, and we're actually really surprised that I think Mizrahi or parts of Mizrahi actually voted for the Uganda plan,
right,
for the Jewish state not to be in Israel. And we're like, right, how could that be? I thought Mizrahi is all about the centrality of the land of Israel, and that's true, but they also believe in centrality of the Jewish people being connected to what does it mean to be a Jewish people, a nation.
Right.
And so obviously we support the state of Israel, but we also support the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, the Torah of Israel, which are all part of the Mizrahi mission.
Yeah, I always talk about Uganda as a desperation for a homeland. And it's hard for us, you know, who travel for 2 weeks and, you know, sit in a hotel and get a rent-a-car in Israel these days. It's hard for us to relate to a time when a Jewish people was desperate for a homeland, desperate for a place to be together and grow together and not be, hopefully, not be, you know, under the tyranny of other governments, etc. But that's what it was like. You know, they were just desperate at the minimum. If we have to go somewhere in Africa, let's do it. But obviously the ultimate is being in the land of Israel. Rabbi Hart Levine is with us next month. We travel, please God, assuming the Israeli government agrees with us. We travel to Israel, where we'll be with our friends with Mizrahi. Mizrahi presents our big Lag BaOmer celebration, an event that, frankly, we are viewing as one that unites the Jewish world. People in Israel will be watching and listening in Friday afternoon, Lag BaOmer, Erev Shabbos. And, of course, people around the world will be tuned in whenever appropriate for them in another world-unifying event. And I hope that everybody out there is tuned in and is part of the big celebration. And Rabbi Levine, all I could say is that I'm sure you agree, especially with the amount of time you spend analyzing the data and the initiatives that have to do with Jewish youth, I'm sure you agree that whenever there's an infusion of young blood into any organization, especially effective people who come with a great background like yourself, there is tremendous hope and tremendous growth potential. And again, I am in no way minimizing the incredible work over the decades of what's happened at the RZA, but already I am getting the feeling, just based on the initiatives that have been undertaken and the attitude that's out there publicly, that the RZA is ready for the next step, so to speak. And I hope that in your position, how long have you been in this position now? How long have you been with RZA?
Less than a year, around 6 months.
Well, I hope in this half a year you've gotten the same impression and you feel the same way.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for what's to come and for what we're working on now. I think there's a lot of potential.
Beyond the trip, what are you working on? I'll put you on the spot. What can we expect over the next half a year? Do you need the college campuses to reopen? Do you need a lot of in-person stuff happening in order to get your initiatives going?
We don't need things to be open up, but I think that's where things are headed. So we're starting to look there, but we're definitely looking to sort of to mobilize and to bring together people coming from. Meaning a lot of people were in gap years in Israel, and they're coming back to colleges in America.
Right.
Think about how do we leverage that inspiration, that sort of like drive to do something to make a difference, and specifically in the realm of the Jewish nation, the Jewish homeland, the Torah of Israel. I think there's a lot that we're trying to do. We're starting a fellowship for college students this summer. So there's a lot that's going to start happening.
And you're raising one of the most important points. There are so many amazing groups. You see them. High school groups. I mean, I can name them, but I won't now. High school groups, religious Zionist groups, some really well-known that do amazing work in high school, in college, gap year, etc. But then beyond that, once students are back here, whether it's before or after college, they sometimes have no avenue to really express, you know, their passion for Israel and their passion for, you know, Jewish continuity and their involvement in the Jewish community. And if you can concentrate on that age group and really feel that they, in an organized fashion, can grow in that area, that's a major accomplishment. And it sounds like that's what you want to do. So,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you're joining us next Friday or not, but you're certainly invited. And I thank you so much for joining us this morning and continued success with the RZA.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I will maybe see you next week and also maybe see you in Israel.
I hope so. I hope on both occasions we will see each other. JM in the AM. That's Rabbi Hart Levine here on a JM in the AM Thursday morning. For information about the journey, you go to rza.org/journeyhome about all the upcoming trips, rza.org/journeyhome. And again, I thank Mizrahi They are sponsoring our major Lag BaOmer 5-hour JM in the AM celebration next Friday. It is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSegal.com and the Nahum Segal Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app.